Hi there, this is John Falola. Thank you so much for joining me on season finale of Startup Nation World. It's been an honor and privilege to bring you episodes week in, week out for the third season in a row. And we've done about 30 episodes this season. I think I've lost count precisely. So our topic for today is leadership, action or results. But before I commence, I want to thank the over 26,600 people who has been listening to our broadcast week in, week out across 50 nations. It means a lot to me. You're simply telling me to do more, to be more, and to be able to reach out to every every person across the society status. You know, everyone is equally important. Everyone is valuable. Everyone is resourceful. So let me just hit the ground running. Leadership is simply, remember, the topic for today is leadership, action or result. So I read, I want you to understand something, that, you know, actions or result, which do you choose? I'll put that question to you. You can drop the questions online via our podcast channels. Leadership is simply influencing people within your scope of influence, from a growth point of A to a growth point of B. I hope you get that. Leadership is simply influencing people from your scope. Leadership is simply influencing people within your scope of influence, from a growth point of A to a growth point of B. Leadership can be categorized as action-based and result-based expressions. So people judge leadership by what is seen most times. Yet, we know that transformational leadership calls out the seen from the unseen. Leaders know that their actions are as important as the outcomes or results. So what sustains your momentum as a leader without results is actions that are updated as a result of unwanted outcomes. Consistency is born out of dedicated actions. Sustainability is born out of consistent results. Leaders acknowledge actions and results as a feedback for continuous improvement. One can't do without the other. Real life scenario. The last administration in Nigeria, the Buhari's administration, which was a result-based administration. The present administration in Nigeria has shown to be an action-based, which is result or outcome in sight. These are analogies that people who are listening to me can, you know, do research on and understand better. The another scenario is the Biden administration in the United States of America is more focused on actions that shape outcomes or results that affect everyone in the society. The former administration, which is the Trump administration, was more focused on actions for attention rather than actions for outcomes. These submissions are my own analyzed thoughts alone. We welcome discussions that improve knowledge here. No man is an island. You are welcome to drop questions on the podcast channels. Thanks for joining these conversations. We call it the end of season 3 for the Startup Nation World. I just want to say to you, you make it worth it. So, leadership, which is it, action-based or result-based? Peace out.